The water in Amesbury is supposed to have fluoride in it, but Rob Damaris has been concerned for years about what's in the supply he gets from China. The residue you see here is what won't dissolve when he puts the fluoride powder in the water.
What is that?
We don't know.
You have no idea what's in there?
I don't know what it is. It's not soluble. And it doesn't appear to be sodium fluoride, so we're not quite sure what it is.
Damaris says the residue clogs his machines and makes it difficult to get a consistent mix.
For almost a year, these fluoride pumps in Amesbury have been off, and the water department says they'll stay off until they can figure out what's in the fluoride.
The Department of Public Health says more than 650,000 customers in 44 communities are getting the product in question, and only Amesbury has temporarily stopped using it.
But despite those concerns, we want to be clear. Both state and federal health officials tell Team 5 Investigates Chinese fluoride is safe.
The New York company which supplies the fluoride in question says it is certified by the National Sanitation Foundation, which assures the quality of the product. And despite 1,000 complaints, the Centers for Disease Control also says it's safe, although testing continues to determine the precise composition of the residue.
They should test it to make sure that what they're putting in is safe for us to drink.
Paul Stewart lives in Newburyport and believes he has a right to know exactly what's in his water.
On the same day that I read the story about the fluoride coming from China, I also read stories about the melamine that was being contaminated in the milk products coming from China, that, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch actually pulled some of their jewelry off the shelves because it was contaminated with cadmium coming from China. And then we had another story about more lead in kids' toys coming from China.
Since 2007, most of the sodium fluoride has also been imported from China because it's the least expensive on the market.
I don't think that when it comes to something that I ingest every day, the lowest bidder is good enough.
I'd like to be able to add it in, you know, worry-free.
For Team 5 Investigates, I'm Kelly Tuthill.